Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Sophie Smith. Anthony Albanese has described the security guard who died in the Bondi Junction stabbing attack as a national hero. The PM attending a memorial in Sydney for Faraz Tahir today. Thousands of people are expected to attend rallies across Australia this weekend, protesting against an increase in domestic violence. Top cops today responding to a surge in the number of women being killed.
It shouldn't be on women to change everything. We know who is committing the violence and we know what needs to change. And some solutions, I think, place too much emphasis on women to do the changing, and we know that that's not the long-term solution.
Victoria Assistant Commissioner Lauren Calloway there. Stephen Miles has conceded he may not be Queensland's Premier for much longer. YouGov polling for News Corp shows that his popularity before October's state election is grim.
This confirms what we've known for some time, that the most likely outcome in October is that David Crisafulli will be the new Premier.
Victoria is tackling period pain. The state government today announcing at least 400 education sessions targeting students in years 5 to 10. Health Minister Marianne Thomas says it's about changing the way healthcare is delivered so the concerns of women are taken seriously.
It complements the work that is being led through Australia's first inquiry into pelvic pain. For too long, too many women have suffered in silence. We want to give those women a voice.
The sessions will be rolled out from next year.